You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Locally, I can tell you that new section of eastbound I-70 is opening today between Steel Vasquez and Colorado Boulevard. So that's that new section, Jeremy. You get to see what it's going to be like.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Go check it out.
Fun little afternoon out.
Going back to government for a while, the Senate has passed a bill now they're calling the Sunshine Protection Act. I do like the name of that.
It's cute.
By unanimous consent, even. Whoa. The Senate did something unanimously to adopt permanent daylight saving time.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that because you know what? I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. Shh. Don't talk about it.
Now we need the House to pass it, Jeremy, and we need President Biden to sign it into law. And then
let's make it happen.
Nobody say anything. People love their dogs. I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog. So much so that they asked me to move.
Right. You need to leave.
Can you please leave? The American Kennel Club has put out their list of the most popular dog breeds. What kind of dog is Goldie Fawn?
She's got, I don't know. She's kind of
a mutt?
A mix. We think she's got some beagle in her. That's okay. The predominant breed. But I like the number one on the list here.
Well, it's Labradors again. And again.
I love labs.
And again.
I had a lab growing up. I would 100% get another lab if they just didn't poop. Those are massive, massive dog piles, and I don't want to pick those up anymore. They're just big. The dogs themselves are big teddy bears, so if they could breed a lab that doesn't poop, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that dog.
31 years in a row, labs have been number one.
They're good dogs.
Number two, the French Bulldog.
Frenchie.
Golden Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Poodles. There's your top five.
Okay, so
we're stuck in a rut with our dogs, seems like. Those of you who are going through Starbucks right now, you just went through Starbucks and you've got your little cup there in the cup holder. Guess what? Starbucks says that this is a problem because those disposable cups are, quote, a ubiquitous symbol of a throwaway society, end quote. So now what they're planning on doing is completely eliminating disposable cups. And I would think they would say, you know, like by 2030. No, they're saying by 2025. I mean, for any company to do something that fast, a company that's that large, they're trying to kind of floating ideas for some other options like the borrowing system. So, Jeremy, you'd essentially pay a dollar deposit when you make your order and you'd get one of their reusable cups.
Okay.
And then that's refunded when you drop them off after use. So it's
all right. What about drive up? How's that work? BYOC.
Well, they say that's going to be the biggest problem. You would obviously have to bring that and do the exchange in the.
I don't like that. Because I don't know how clean your cup is coming out of your car, and then it's in there contaminating everything 500 times a day. If you bring your own cup, if you at the drive thru and you reach across and you hand them a cup,
right?
You don't know how clean that cup is. It's been rolling around on the floor.
I thought you were asking about how the borrow system would work
drive-through. No, I just thought there was another thing.
Just plain old
there was
BYOC.
Another thing, yeah, that was talking about you can just bring your own cup if you're going through the drive-through. I don't like that. It's not sanitary.
I think what they would do is they would take the cup, use their thing, and pour into your cup without it touching, and then hand it back out the window.
But they're still touching your cup.
But their hands would be.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they just do hand sanitizer, though.
Every time.
Look, the point is they're trying to get rid of all these disposable cups that are going in the landfill. No solution will be perfect.
Yeah, not one.
And then the last thing has to do with the 10,000 step goal. My oldest brother is a complete stickler for getting his 10,000 steps in every single day. And I got to salute him for that. And for anyone who's got walking and better health as a priority, good, good, good. However, a massive, comprehensive collection of studies found that 10,000 steps is a myth.
Oh.
They say if you can get 6,000 to 8,000, you're doing just fine. So you got people who are like going overboard to making sure they get 10,000. And they say you don't really need that much. In fact, any more than that, it levels off in terms of your actual benefits. So.
All right.
What we're saying
but you
got to
do more
show,
than like eight. You can't be like, oh, I did eight steps today.
Eight steps, right.
I don't need any
no,
more.
No, you do need to get some exercise and
you
movement.
Do need
no
to
one's
move.
Denying that. But it's just, I think we like these big round numbers. Like, hey, it takes 10,000 hours doing something before
you're proficient. It sounds braggy, doesn't it? You're like, I do 10,000 steps a day. Better than you. And I bring my own cup to Starbucks. Shut up.
In fact, I walk to Starbucks.
Yeah,
every day.
Sure you do.
So, what else is trending?
Well, I guess kind of some big news today. Today is No Selfies Day. So don't. And if you see somebody doing it, you have my permission to run over and slap the phone right out of their hands. All right? So this is from Jeremy. Ugh. That's going on. So stop taking selfies. New health trend making the rounds this morning. This one actually could be quite dangerous, actually. It's coming from some fitness influencers online. They are claiming that you can slow down the aging process by drinking a chemical that they use to clean fish tanks.
Oh, people.
Methylene blue. I don't know if you have a fish tank, you're probably familiar with it. It's bright blue in color, and people are drinking it and then posting photos to show off their bright blue tongues. After
anything
they drink
that ends
it.
In the letters E-N-E, probably not good to
methylene,
consume.
Methylene, do you see it? How do you pronounce that? Do you know? Methylene?
I'd have to look at the spelling. I only I hear know. You saying it. I don't see it.
Methylene? Whatever. Anyway.
Does it end in an E-N-E?
E-N-E? Yeah.
Anything
bottom
that
line,
ends in E-N-E or I-N-E is probably
not line,
good.
Bottom line, it's for cleaning fish tanks and people are drinking it. They say it's got a bunch of stuff in it, including trace amounts of arsenic, mercury, and lead. Those are three biggies that you probably shouldn't be ingesting. So,
come on.
Anyway,
people.
Don't do that. The latest thing that most older people can't get enough of is pickleball. Hi, Mom. I hope you're listening. Pickleball is a little bit smaller than tennis, but a little bit bigger than ping pong. But it's the same idea. You get a paddle and you hit a ball. Back and forth, okay?
I feel like it's the Goldilocks of the paddle.
It
game.
Is. It's kind of a cute
paddle
little game to watch.
Or racket games.
Racket games, correct. Anyway, it is kind of a big deal right now. I see people doing it all the time. And now Stephen Colbert, the late night dude, is jumping on the pickleball bandwagon. He's developing a comedic primetime special called Pickled. Perfect. It's featuring celebrity pickleball teams competing for the Golden Gherkin. Which sounds
well,
naughty.
The name is funny, but naughty. I could do without all the celebrity worship.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Depends on who the celebrities
are. Do we have to put celebrities
are,
in it? Can you just have
depends
fun with people?
Depends if they're good celebrities or not. Wouldn't you want to watch like Tom Hanks play pickleball?
I'd watch that. I've got to be honest with
Come
you.
Come on.
You
hate Tom Hanks, though, don't you?
No, I like Tom Hanks, but I've got Tom Hanks burnout. He's everywhere these days. He's in every movie and on every talk show. And I'm like, oh.
Not this guy again. What's his deal?
Yeah, I mean, Tom Hanks needs to go
isn't
away
he in
for
a new,
while.
Is it Pinocchio? It's a new Pinocchio.
I'm sure
I think
he is,
he's,
Jeremy. He's
he
in
plays
seven
Geppetto.
Movies a year.
Hey, I'm Geppetto. You're like, shut up. You're Tom Hanks.
And again, I like Tom Hanks, but it's like too much Hanks.
Yeah. Dude, he's a treasure, though.
I know.
He's Woody from Toy Story.
But the real treasures are the ones that are rare.
No. He is essentially rare, though, with his abilities that he can play so many characters. That's where his rareness comes
is
in.
Is that true, Jeremy?
He's got a rare
it's
talent.
It's just a comfort zone because we like him as a person. He's talented. But are you telling me there's yes. not 10,000 actors that are out of work that couldn't play any of those roles?
Maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
No other actor could be Geppetto in Pinocchio except Tom Hanks.
I got to see it, though. I mean, when I see
it's
him in a role, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Tom Hanks. But give me 30 minutes into the movie, and I am transformed. You know,
no,
whatever his character is.
It's just
is.
Tom Hanks playing
no,
Geppetto.
No.
I feel bad for the thousands of actors who have got mad skills, but they can't get gigs because the same 8 actors get hired for everything. If it ain't Tom Hanks, it's The Rock. If it's not that, then it's,
don't
you know, Sandra
Bullock.
Don't be
dragging The Rock into this now.
I'm just saying we
Dom,
have this infatuation
are.
With a... Hey, there are some no. actors listening to the show who are saying, Dom, you go, boy.
It's because they...
Say it.
No,
there are
not,
actors who are super
good.
Talented, but they can't no, break through.
They're not as good as Tom Hanks. I'm
they're
sorry.
Not as good as Tom Hanks.
No one is good as Tom Hanks. Nobody.
All right.
He's the top of the pyramid, man.
Whatever.
You're really irritating me
he's
right
not
now.
The top of the pyramid. He's the entire pyramid, and that's my problem. Let's see some new people. Do you not agree?
You are pissing me off right now.
Listen, do you not agree that when you watch, let's say you watch a new show that starts streaming,
yes.
and you don't know any of the actors on it,
It feels a little awkward at first.
I guarantee you that you buy into them way more than if, oh, here we go. Here's The Rock again. Now he's playing this part.
No, because everything The Rock touches strikes gold, and I want to see good entertainment, and I know whatever The Rock's putting out is going to be good. Like Disney,
really?
Like Disney's,
anything The Rock
like
puts
Disney's
out is
Jungle
good.
Book.
Is that what
was
you're saying?
Fantastic. All those Fast and the Furious movies, high-quality entertainment.
I say give some other actors a chance.
We shouldn't have pulled The Rock into this. He's not at the same level as Tom Hanks. I'm honestly ready to be done for the show for the day now with the show.
You gonna leave? Don't even want to do clickbait?
Like, I'm so passionate about Tom Hanks, and you kind of are just ruining it for me.
Well, okay. Well,
I'm not even gonna do
clickbait. Get out of here, Josh, and I'll finish the show.
Josh, come here.
Why don't you go home and snuggle with your Woody doll and
you got a Woody doll.
Yeah.
I'm like really wound up. I'm going to need a minute to go walk. I got to go walk the halls for a minute.
Go walk the halls? Well, if you'll go back to my disclaimer, I like Tom Hanks and he's talented. Too much of him.
There's not too much Tom Hanks, Tom!
TMTH is my motto. Too much Tom Hanks.
Whatever. You know? I had a pretty good morning going until now.
Why don't you take off? Josh and I will do rattle off in a few minutes, and you can go stew somewhere.
I just need a minute to walk around.